Okay, with that, call the December meeting of the Fox County Court of Order. Please stand with me if you will. Chris Kendrick, come in and say the case in pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for all these elected officials that are willing to serve our community, Lord, and just thank you for everyone for being here to engage and learn more about their community. God, help us to make good decisions tonight for the people of Faulkner County, and bless us as we go throughout this Christmas season. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let me see. Could we have the roll, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Pose.
Present.
Gray.
Present.
Kendrick.
Here.
Nye.
Here.
Rahosky.
Here.
Lyons.
Here.
Moss. Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Shaw.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Justice Moss is not with us tonight. He's the only absent. All right, Justices, moving right along. Tab number one, you have the minutes from last month's meeting. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to approve the November minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any additions, changes, deletions?
Who was that second?
Oh, thank you. All right, hearing none, all in favor of approving the journal as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the journal is approved as presented. Next, tab number two, county officer's report. And standing in for our treasurer is Jennifer Massey. We'll be giving the treasurer's report.
So your reports were in your binder.
Very good. Any questions? Any questions for Jennifer? Thank you so much, Margaret. I should say, County Clerk Margaret Darter.
It is in the book as well, but I don't have any questions.
Any questions for our County Clerk? Seeing none, do we have a Sheriff's report? I see Chief Woolley here. Good evening. So for November, the sheriff's stats, average head count of unit 1 was 185, and our unit 2 facility, our male average was 134, our female 75, and at capacity, juveniles was 16. We had 359 intakes, 368 releases, averaged around 63 AC inmates being housed. Total number of all calls to dispatch was 2,203 to the sheriff's office alone is 1,729. Out of those, 68 violent crimes, domestics, 58 thefts, criminal mischiefs. There's 51 animal calls with 10 animal citations. Not like we had any warnings last month, and our reserve unit put in 554 hours. Criminal Investigation Division assigned cases of 36, closed was 7. Transport total trips was 28. Total miles 7,098 for a total cost of 26,391. That was a little higher this month due to having to send two officers to Guam to extradite a guy back that's trying to flee from his charges. That's all I got for you this month. Any questions for the chief? Thank you for that. I commend that transport officer using, I happened to catch that in approving the claims and had a double check, had a double take, and did that really save mom, but yeah, thank you for what you do. Thank you for the report. ARP and road report. ARP and road administrator Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. On the ARP report, you'll turn to page 3.
We have had a closeout of a project since the last report of the City of Hope Outreach. You can tell they weren't having much money left after the last report, but they closed that $40.38 out. So that's another one in the green. We are working toward the end of the year, as I've told you before, to make sure we have everything spent or obligated. Obligated means under contract or have an agreement with an interagency agreement, that is somebody in the county, elected officials. We're going through that. We have several projects that we're getting bills on now, so we're doing the math to make sure that we have all the money obligated, because if we don't, then what we don't have obligated, we can't spend. But we are working so that we have catch-all projects that if money's come in or projects come in with money's left, we can transfer that over to the restricted funds, the case of the $25,000 appropriation we made for the water treatment plant in Conway Court, and on the revenue loss side, that will catch all the construction. So questions on my ARP report, that concludes that portion of my report.
Any questions?
Got one question, guys.
Ms. Lyon?
My typical question, Mayflower water, wastewater, are they going to be able to obligate?
It's going to be wastewater. I looked before I came over here. I've been busy with interviews today for a job posting that we had, and a meeting with the architect, which I'll talk to you in a minute. So I haven't had time to look at it, but I got an email from Mayflower, and I suspect that's what it is, an executed contract for a wastewater project.
Hope so. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, ARP? I guess this is the last meeting before the obligation deadline.
That's correct.
I want to thank you and everybody else, Randy, Phil, Sally, Ashley, and a whole host of others who have worked to meet that deadline. Kind of stressful, not quite evident in a quorum court meeting, but I appreciate your leadership, Randy, your leadership, Phil, your faithful support in all that they have done. So thank you for that. Yeah, it's not insignificant.
Thank you, Ron.
Road report.
Thank you. Justice Knight asked me to give a year-end summary for the road report, work we've done on the roads. The first slide is up on the screen. You should have it in your packet. It's asphalt. These are the roads that we have done so far this year. And I will note that Rogers Group is now back with us for the remainder of the year. Weather dependent, it's going to drive how many miles we get done between now and then. I believe they're on the south part of Scott Hollow today, working on that. We should be able to keep them busy throughout the end of the year, catching up on things that we have ready to ask on. Total miles are 17.71, and you can see the map, and they're color-coded where all these projects are. If you'll turn to the next page, that will be chip seal. We've done 20.9 miles. A good portion of that was up toward the north part of the county where the winter damage was pretty bad and had to rework some roads. But you can tell we've worked from north to south on the chip seal. A total of 20.9 miles on that. Next slide. It'll be the Cape Seal. We talked to you earlier in the year about the Cape Seal treatment that we tried this year. We did 24 miles of that. A lot of it were some of the main roads in the central part of the county. To this point, we're very pleased. It appears to be a cost-effective alternate to an overlay. However, time will tell. We could change our mind on how happy we are about it if it doesn't wear well, but all indications to this point indicates it's going to be a good project and a money saver for us on the roads. That is the final slide. We've done 24 miles of Cape Seal. The total treatments we've done on the roads that I just presented to you so far this year are 63 miles. Now, we talked about during the year on our work with the road shop rebuild. We had a meeting today with our architect, and we went over extensively about the grading plan. We're trying to make the yard more efficient, along with the placement of the building and the ground surrounding it, so that we can have a very efficient operation. It looks like we're going to have a good plan, but it's going to take some excavation to do that. And we're weighing the options now of whether it's more cost effective for us to do it or bid that out. Wayne, also, do we want to pull our road crews off working and preparing roads to get ready for next week? So we should have that finalized. We set a meeting for the 8th, I believe, Wednesday the 8th of January, and we should have the final grading plan for that, and we'll make a decision and start getting the grounds ready for that. We did have to do some asbestos abatement on the old road shop. That's going to start tomorrow. Should hit up in a couple of days, and then we'll look at tearing it down and getting it ready for construction. We have all of the different engineers and the people who have a hand in designing the final construction set of plans, working on getting the final plans done. I would say we're 80% to having something that we can put out the bid on that. I suspect the last part of January, first part of February, subject to anything we discover that we need to change, which I don't anticipate. We spent a lot of time on that so far. I estimate at least a year, and maybe a little bit more, and one of the things we're looking at is trying to spread that cost over at least 2 years, if not three, because we have that and a lot of construction projects coming up road-wise that we don't want to necessarily cheat on that, but we still need to rebuild the road shop. One or more update for you on on Skunk Hollow and 286. We have applied for a $1.2 million grant from the Highway Department for their Safe Intersections Program. We feel pretty good about that. We are in discussions with the folks at the Highway Department, and they've indicated positively about our possibilities of getting that. That should go pretty quickly, I think, once we get a few more pieces of documentation to them. And hopefully next year we can start construction. Judge, that concludes my presentation. Subject to questions.
Come here, Chief. Thank you so much. Covered a lot of ground. Any questions for Administrator Anderson?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Puts a bow on a year of hard work. Thank you. I can't stress enough how much work the entire staff. I'm proud of all those in my administration. ARP on top of everything else. So many capital projects going on, and you've all done a terrific job. This December meeting is a good time to recognize you all for that. County Administrator Randy Higgins.
Good evening, Justices. Before I get started, I'm thinking about it, just want to remind you, hope I don't take any thunder from the judge and his announcement, but BSO tomorrow, we're having a retirement reception for Mr. Al, if you're able to come by. Noontime is kind of a drop-in thing. I'm sure he would appreciate that. Just want to remind you that hopefully y'all got the email I sent out. Okay, good. Just making sure. Animal shelter update. The parking lot site work has been completed, and then the rain hit. So as soon as the rain completes, I think it's through tonight, dries up a little bit, they'll be coming in and doing the asphalting. That's the last major component we have on the animal shelter. We were waiting on the back order of some door hardware. It came in last week and they got it installed. So we're really close to ramping it up so that they can get in the building and take a little ownership and start doing their training and things. So that's looking really good. Justice Coates, just for you, this is something that I have been looking at since I was a JP. When we wrote the ordinance has a provision that all fines and fees go to the animal fund. And I've asked, and I've just never been able to round that up. And so I was over to the circuit clerk's office, I was over to district attorney, I said, you know what, well, I'm going to find out. And I did. So Chief Willie, in his report tonight, has indicated they've written 54 citations this year. If you add all those up, 54, how much money did that bring into the fund? $962. They have to understand also that a lot of the citations they've written this year have not been adjudicated. So those haven't even been fined yet on how much. So some of this is going to be left over from last year. But the main thing is not the dollar value. That I was able to confirm that the funding is going into the animal shelter money. So every little bit helps. Courthouse facelift. You guys appropriated $1 million as our budget to work on that. The bids came in at $1.6 million. But we kind of figured that because we asked probably more than we knew we could give. So we had some deductive alternates in there that we could take out So I've met with the architect yesterday, we had some conversations, and the contractor. We have some deductive offers we're going to take out and do some value engineering. Right now, we're, instead of being $600,000 off, we're down to about $50,000 off, and I think we can get that down, and we're going to be in the money for that as well. And we'll get that, hopefully I'll have a report out for next month exactly what that's going to look like. Jail expansion, so we actually met with our construction manager today and looked at the bids coming in on those. Here's the interesting thing. If you dealt with bid work much, there's some things that you're looking for when you receive your bid. One thing you don't want to happen is for your low bid to be, say, $5,000, and your next bids be $9,000, $10,000, $11,000. Because you look at that low bid, like, what did you miss? What's good about this one is all three of our low bids, and we're talking about a $20 million project, all three of the low bids were within $60,000. I mean, that's a rounding error. So we're looking at the low bid. We have visited with the architect on that. He has worked with this contractor on numerous jobs before. Phillip's working on the contracts to look and see, but obviously we need to get that done before the end of the year. So we're wrapping that up pretty quick. It's looking very promising. Here's what you guys want to know, though. Break ground, they indicated right now the target time is in March, so that's pretty quick. And they look for it to be a 16 to 18 month project. So looking good on that one. 911 PSAP integration. I'm pleased to announce that Mayor Castleberry and Judge Dodson signed off on the document that notified the state that our 911 PSAP integration is complete and successfully done so. Made a visit over to the 911 PSAP and visited with the team over there. Seems to be working smoothly. All of the things that you guys and the city worked hard on to help our employees, their thing has happened. They seem to be very pleased with that. So I want to congratulate you guys on a job well done with that. Any questions for me? Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Higgins, thank you. And I would just reiterate, thank you again for your leadership. As he welcomes some wonderful members of our public. Incoming Justice David. Thank you, Randy, for your leadership there. Everyone who helped you along the way. A lot of work there. You covered that as though it were just 4 weeks worth of work, and we all know that's not the case. Thank you for all that. Huge win. I do want to thank Mayor Castleberry and Executive Director Sean Kennedy and everyone else over at Sheriff's Department. That 911 PSAP consolidation. It went over smoothly, and former Sheriff Shock, I know you can understand the magnitude of making that happen with really without any hitch or any consequence at all. Really, I applaud anybody if they were doing that. All the other projects, the jail is huge, animal shelter, 15-year evolution there. So really, really proud of everyone who's worked on all those projects. Thank you, Randy. Any questions for Randy? All right, next on our agenda, the standing committee reports. We'll start Justin Knight. Infrastructure committee.
Thank you, Your Honor. Infrastructure did not meet this month, but ARP Administrator Tom was able to provide an extensive kind of overview of what all was accomplished this year with the roads. And follow up on the road shop.
Thank you. And then I'll add, you and I have had discussions about the coming year for Infrastructure Committee. Really looking forward to that. I want to thank you for your receptiveness at some work we need to undertake. Next, Courts and Public Safety Committee, Justice Mary Coates.
Thank you, sir. Courts and Public Safety did meet last month. We had the emergency squad come and visit with us a little bit. They explained that their leadership is kind of taking a kind of part of a change, and that they are wanting some time just to kind of change the direction in which they're going, and they're going to come back in a couple months and visit with us again and give us an update on some of the things that they're working on.
Thank you, Justice Coates. Any questions?
I have a question. I just want to say thank you for coordinating that meeting with emergency squad. I think that was very much needed, and I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you for that. So true. And then I also would like to thank Justice Coates for her leadership on the animal shelter project. I didn't mention you, but obviously you carried a lot of water on that. And so thank you for that. I know that's where your heart lies, and it should. Thank you for that. Justice Lahosky, Budget and Finance Committee.
Thank you, Judge. We met last week, and we have two appropriation ordinances before the court tonight.
Very good. Any questions for Justice Lahosky? Justice Chris Kendrick, Personnel Committee.
Judge, personnel met last week. We approved one ordinance and sent that to Budget and Finance, and then we forwarded multiple board appointments out of the committee as well. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Any questions for Justice Kendrick? Seeing none, next we go to the public comments section of our agenda. Each month we have a segment where the public can comment on any of the items before the court tonight. Any comment? And seeing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item. We have special reports. I'm not aware of any. Is anyone aware of any special reports coming before the court tonight? Seeing none. Next, we have old business. Any old business to bring before the court tonight? Seeing none, we'll go to new business. And if you'll turn to tab number 3, you see proposed ordinance 24-54. That's appropriation ordinance. What's your pleasure?
Judge, I motion for the approval of proposed ordinance 24-54.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-54, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be enacted by Quorum Court, and a Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right, we've had motion, second, and reading. Is there any discussion? Justice Lahosky, would you like to?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Judge. Justice, this is kind of an end of year normal appropriation ordinance. There's some election stuff in there, and you'll notice in Section 10 you have $500,000 coming out of our 911 fund that was slated for the consolidation that Administrator Higgins spoke to.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Any questions? Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Collison.
Yes.
Post.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Proposed ordinance 24-54 passes. Next item on the agenda is tab number 4, and that is proposed ordinance 24-55, and it's an appropriation ordinance as well. Which would
I'd like to make a motion that we talk about proposed ordinance 24-55.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Counsel.
Proposed ordinance 24-55, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-52 to create 3 full-time positions and to declare an emergency.
All right, any discussion? Any questions? Actually, can we have a paraphrase of that, Justice Lahosky?
I'll do my best, Judge. This is part of, I believe, $1 million grant that Judge Clausen was able to get, and that's where this whole thing's funded out of. It's a $1 million it's a multi-year grant though, but I don't remember exactly how many multi-years it is.
I would just go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say maybe 3.
I think so. And if I could speak, anyone on your committee, just possibly correct me if need be. But if I understand correctly, there is a reasonable expectation from Judge Clausen that that would be funded. We don't anticipate that this is one where we get initial funding, and then the court then has to appropriate money later after that money is no longer provided, and it's a super, super program. I know Judge Clausen was he was ecstatic when he was talking to us about it. And so, really, really good program, well needed, and that's about all I can say about it.
Yeah. Judge, if I may, just to jump in there, yeah, after talking to Judge Clausen about this, and then last week both the committees heard from Mr. Wiggins from his office,
This is going to enhance everything that you do in drug court. It's going to add a lot of capabilities, give some additional personnel for that. And I just commend him and his staff for going out and getting this grant. And I just think it shows that our electeds go above and beyond to help the citizens of Faulkner County. So I support this.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Any questions? Roll call vote.
Yes, Sean.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Dunn.
Yes.
Mosby.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, motion carries, and the ordinance 24-55 is passed. Next item on the agenda is our appointments that we have every month. This month we do have three. We have three, although I see Juanita Brown. I'm not sure if we cover that in committee yet. Did we cover
I thought we covered all of them.
All right, so first we'll start off with the library board. I've appointed John Gray. The way this works mechanically is that the county judge makes the appointment, seeks confirmation from the foreign court, and so I'm seeking your confirmation of the appointment of John Gray, longtime former superintendent, educator, decades worth of experience. So I know he'll do a great job, and I ask for your confirmation of that appointment. Do I have a motion?
Got a motion to approve the appointment of Mr. John Gray.
Second.
Motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor of confirming the appointment of John Gray to the library board, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I get another motion?
And who was the second? John Allison. Mrs. Allison. Next, we have the museum board. We got two openings for the museum board. We had a total of two applications for those two openings. As I understand, they dialogued with the museum board and come with their recommendation. And I reviewed their application. They should be in your packet. And so I appointed those. We need to do these together, I guess, separately. So what is your pleasure with regard to the appointment of Ann Turney?
Make a motion to approve Ann Turney.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. And who was the second? No, Pearson. Just Pearson. All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So that is Ann Turney. Next, we have the second appointment for the museum, James Devo O'Quinn.
Motion to approve James Devo O'Quinn. Second.
Is that Justice Shock?
Okay. Second.
All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And then lastly, I apologize for the confusion on the Lake Holly Wastewater Utility. We've got another appointment that's in, just didn't get in time. We'll take care of that in January. But this one is for the Lake Conway Wastewater Utility. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, former Justice Higgins, County Administrator Higgins. The Lake Conway Wastewater Utility Board will be going away. Is that true? Once consolidated with Conway Corp. And so I've appointed Ms. Juanita Brannon. She's I think she served on that board for her first term, 4 years, I think. And she has applied to be appointed again. I've made that appointment. I'm seeking your confirmation of that appointment. And so what is your point?
Got a motion to approve Juanita Brannon.
Second.
Second. And that was?
Justice Shock.
I'm sorry, I don't hear that well. I apologize. What is your, let's see, we've got a motion second. All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and so she'll be appointed. Next, we come to the announcements portion of our meeting. And it is with sadness, but thankfulness, that I point out to you that now is the time where we recognize our outgoing justices of the peace. And so I would ask that Justice Nancy Grady and Justice Eden Roberts remain seated, and I would ask all the rest of you
to stand and join me in thanking them for their service to the people of Fulton County. Thank you so much. You may be seated. I speak for everyone when I say it's been a pleasure to work with you both. Your professionalism, your diligence. I just appreciate your statesmanship with the way that you deal with issues, whether it be, you know, attendance at a typical meeting or as we tackle tough challenges for the people of the county. You've never failed to give it due diligence. You've never failed for it to be a pleasure to work with each one of you. I say that for me, and I know I echo the sentiments of everyone else here tonight. So thank you so much for your service. We appreciate you. And it is with even greater sadness that I bring attention to the portrait of Jerry Boyer in the corner of the room. This is the completion of his term, I should say, former Justice Boyer. We will be retiring his portrait. He's been with us in these meetings, looking over the shoulder of Justice Eben Roberts. And I know, Justice Roberts, you were pleased to serve his term. And I know that he would be very happy with the way you served his term. And we'd be remiss if we didn't draw attention to our beloved former Justice Jerry Roberts. But we will be retiring his portrait after this month's meeting. And so if anybody else would like to add anything, just jump in. But I think I'll just stop there. I'd love to continue talking about what a delight it's been to work with you both. This is very much. So thank you for that. Do we have any other announcements? Am I missing any? Randy, you drew your attention to the retirement of longtime Veteran Services Officer Al Meyer. Stop by there tomorrow at the VSO office across the street, Caddy Corner, next to our Circuit Clerk's office. Anything else? What time does that start, Randy? I know I will be there at 12:30-ish. It starts at noon.
Yeah, it starts at noon. Just kind of drop in. I think Tom speaks at 12:30. Is that correct, Tom? Yeah, and then we kind of go from there. Also, just like to ask Justice Roberts and Granny, we'll have a photo op afterwards, and we have a presentation for you. So, y'all will run out.
Actually, let's do that now.
All right. We need a photographer. You got ready?
I think we need to do this in the meeting. Give them the appropriate respect. Justice Grant, thank you so much. Just a shock with him. We wanted to give them the appropriate respect because it is a great responsibility serving in public office. And we didn't want to just say passing goodbye. We wanted to make it a little bit more formal. So, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
All right, now let's hear it.
And thank you, Justice Shock.
I think I can Photoshop him out.
All right, and I guess one more announcement. I will be swearing in anyone who wants to be sworn in for the next term after the adjourn. If you guys want to do that, we'll take care of that immediately after the adjourn. Anything else? Anybody have anything else to come before the court? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are.